Welcome to the Teaching of the Power of All with Pastors Michael and Tonya Bryant. In this teaching, they will explore four keys rooted in Scripture. 1. Divine origin and unity. 2. Dependence of God. 3. Purposeful existence. And 4. Immanence of God.
Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the immanence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Amen, amen. That's right, Brother Anthony. It is time. It's time to get that food, that feeding, that breakfast in the morning, so the rest of your day could be highly favored with the greater and multiplication of God. Come on, lift your hands. Father, I thank you. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we're going to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper. Father, right now I speak that this word of God shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I declare and decree that this word is going to fall on good ground, and it's going to activate the hundredfold, the 60-fold, the 30-fold. Father, I declare and decree, oh God, right now, our glory, that no weapon formed against this broadcast, no weapon formed against your sons, no weapon formed against this word, no weapon formed against the technology or any mediums that are being used to hear and to watch this word will ever prosper. And Father, we're going to give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Father, we declare and decree that it's our time, it's our season, and that we are walking in favor and the greater. We are walking in our season of the power of all. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said amen and amen. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning shall be the word and not my opinion. Amen. So grab your Bibles. Come on, let's go. Bible says to blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. Amen. Listen, share the broadcast. I'm just going to share this with my peeps on the text messages right now. Amen. But listen, share the word. The Bible says, freely you receive, freely you give. Come on now. Come on now. Get it. Come on now. Get it right now. This is your time right now. Right now. It's your time and it's your season. Don't let the devil try to bring a distraction. You know, he's doing his job is to try to distract you, to try to get you to disobey the voice of God in your life. He's trying to get you to question the spirit of the Lord working inside you. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is within you. Woo, my God. Woo, my God. Oh, see, we're going to have to go there. Amen. We're going to have to go there. Amen. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Amen. Let me just get this right here. Come on, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. Amen. And I want to say it's in Amen. Kingdom of God. Kingdom. Amen. Grab your okay, Luke chapter 17. Here we go. We're going to start this off right. Come on, grab your Bibles. Luke chapter 17. Then we're going to go to Acts chapter 2, then Proverbs 3 and 4. Amen and amen. Come on. Come on, Luke chapter 17. I'll put this up here for Instagram. Luke chapter 17. Look at what it says. Verse 20 and 21. Luke chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. Music down this here. Amen. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. In other words, it's not going to come by you looking for it. Okay, looking, trying to find it. Neither shall they say, lo, it's here or lo, it's there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God, God's way of doing things. The kingdom of God, this word God right here is the Theos, Greek, means the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one, is within you. Are you getting this? So when we understand, because we've been walking in this teaching in the power of all, working with the area of understanding, getting understanding. And if you're not getting the understanding, then you're not walking in the fullness, listen, in the fullness of the power of God within you. Because the Bible says this, wisdom is the first thing, and we're going to go there. Oh, man, we might as well go there right now. Okay, so the kingdom of God is within you. So now when you take this, to Proverbs chapter 3. Well, Proverbs chapter 4 first. Okay, we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 4 first. Look at verse 5, okay? Get wisdom, get understanding. Are you getting this? Proverbs chapter 4. Let me type this in for Instagram, Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to go to Proverbs chapter 3, okay? Verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, wisdom and understanding. She will preserve thee. Love her, she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. This word principal right here means first. Therefore, get wisdom. So get wisdom first. And with all of your getting, get understanding. Now here's the key. If we're going to walk in this power of all, okay, the power, the wisdom of God is his thoughts, his will, his word, okay? The purpose, it's the what to do. The understanding is the spiritual discernment, the spiritual perception of God. It's the how to do it. So the wisdom is the what to do. The understanding is the how to get it done. So wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom, okay? Because you can't do anything in God's kingdom. Remember, the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things. Let me just put that up there. Amen. So that way we get that. The kingdom of God, God's way of doing things. Okay. Seek ye first the kingdom. Okay. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom. Oh, come on now. And his righteousness, then all these things shall be added. So once you get the wisdom and the understanding, it's added. You're not chasing after it. You're seeking God within you. You're seeking God within you. You're seeking God within you. You're getting the wisdom, the what to do, the understanding, and it's added. Oh, okay, I'm sorry here. Let's go back. There we go. When I do certain hand gestures, this is a cool camera. Amen. So the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on. I receive it. It is so. Come on, type it right now. So once you begin to walk in the understanding of God, now you're going to begin to activate. Listen, when you get understanding, when you begin to operate in understanding, then manifestation automatically opens up. Oh my God. Listen, the devil cannot steal. Okay. The devil can only steal, kill, and destroy what you don't understand. He can only come at you in the areas of your life that you don't understand. Okay, come on now. I'm going to say it again. The devil can only come at you. He can only hinder you. He can only tempt you in the areas in your life that you don't have understanding. Okay, we got to go. Matthew chapter 13, remember, with all you're getting, get understanding. I wasn't even planning on going here, but we need to go here. Matthew chapter 13, someone type, I receive it, it is so. Come on now, get this. Oh my God, see, I only got a few more minutes. Come on now. Hey, bro, come on now, get this. All right, Matthew chapter 13, amen. Someone type it is so. Come on now, where you at? Where you at? Matthew chapter 13, I'm just typing this in for Instagram. Matthew chapter 13, okay, look at verse 18. There we go. We got the Quintanos there with me. Amen. Okay, it says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower, the teaching, the wisdom of the sower. Okay? When anyone hears the word of the kingdom. Now, here's the qualification. It must be the word of the kingdom. And let me say it like this. You're not that important to the devil. He's not coming after you. He's coming after the word of God within you. Oh, come on now. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, does not understand it, then cometh the devil, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. Woo! Now, but let me show you what happens when you do understand. But verse 23, Matthew 13, verse 23. But he that receives the seed into good ground. Your heart is the good ground. It's the connector of your spirit and your soul. But he that receives the seed into the good ground of his heart is he that hears the word and understands it, which bears fruit. Okay, remember, once you get understanding, manifestation activates. But he that receives seed into good ground is he that hears the word, understands it, that bears fruit 100-fold, some 60 and some 30. So this is showing me your level of manifestation is based on your level of understanding. Let me go ahead and type that right now. Oh my God, your level of manifestation is connected to your level of understanding. Let's type this for Instagram. So your level of manifestation is based on your level of understanding. See, this is why the devil tries to keep you hindered, overwhelmed, busy with circumstances and fires, little match fires, okay? To keep you distracted from getting the understanding. So once your activation of understanding is there, manifestation automatically happens. Amen. Okay, so you don't believe. Okay, go to Proverbs chapter 3, and then we're going to stop right here. Proverbs chapter 3. Come on, now, someone type, I receive it. Proverbs chapter 3. Look at what it says. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Oh, come on now. Woo! In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Hello, camera done zoomed in on me. Once again, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Lean not to your own understanding. So that means that God says, don't lean to your own understanding. Do not depend on your human nature, your human mind, your human understanding. Trust in the Lord's understanding, the spiritual discernment and perception of God, which is the kingdom that's within you. Oh, come on now. Glory. Come on now. Somebody give him praise. Come on now. See, you're not going to, you're going to know exactly how it's going to happen in your life. Oh, come on now. You're going to know exactly why it's happening. You're going to know exactly why you're getting healed, why you're getting out of debt, why the business is taking off. Why? Amen, amen. When you get the understanding of God, okay, glory. Once again, it activates the 100-fold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold. So the more understanding you get, the more is manifest in your life. Amen. With all you're getting, get understanding. Now listen, go ahead now. Now here's how we activate it. We do it according to the word. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Okay. God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So when you get the understanding of sowing seed, see, when you get understanding, then you immediately sow seed. Come on now. When you get understanding, you immediately sow seed. Woo, my God, you don't wait. This is why God has created technology. As soon as you get understanding, okay, you sow seed. Why? Because that shows God you understand, and that activates manifestation in your life. There are two ways to sow into this ministry. The first way, in the ministry itself, by the paper.